What do you want to talk about? Get in touch by phone, text or email.
And you're very welcome back to Talk About with Mary Gallagher. Now, Killarney man David Looney is running 170 miles during the month of November for Kerry Hospice in memory of his sister-in-law, Geraldine O'Connor. And David, who some of you may know as he's the manager in Tatler Jacks in Killarney, joins me now on the line. Good afternoon, David. You're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, Mary. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Look, David, you're hoping to fundraise for the palliative care unit, University Hospital Kerry, through Kerry Hospice, and you're doing it in memory of your late sister-in-law, Geraldine O'Connor from Killorglin. First of all, I want to offer my condolences to yourself and your family, but will you tell us about Geraldine? She had a long battle with cancer, didn't she?
She did, yeah. I think it was about 5.5 years in total. So from the start, I suppose it was tough, and then it went away and it came back, and came back too strong, unfortunately. But it was basically while she was sick and while she was in the hospital, the care that she got in the, especially in the palliative care unit in Tralee, stood out to everyone, all her family, and this is just trying a way to give back basically for that.
So, will you tell us about the challenge then? You're running 170 miles during the month. Is there any particular reason for that length?
No. There was a challenge a couple of years ago of 100 miles, which I took part in. It was tough enough at the time, but I felt I could do a bit more. I actually had it. I was doing 150, and I changed it last minute to 170 just to add a bit of extra tax on it. But it's just something that I think will be tough, but I will manage. I suppose when I'm asking people to donate, and when I'm fundraising, I don't want to do something either that's fairly easy for me. So I want to just try and challenge myself as well. So that's really it for you.
And I presume you're a runner anyway.
I've always done a bit of running. I played a bit of sports when I was younger. And I stopped playing sports. It was just fill a void, a lot of short distance, 5 and 10 k's. And I've done a bit longer in the last year or so, I suppose. Yeah. So, yeah, I started yesterday. I did about 12.5 miles. I intend to do probably about 14 or 15 runs. Somewhere between 10 and 12 miles each run.
And will you space it out then? It's during the whole of the month of November.
Yeah, during the whole month. So I space it out. So I think I'm going to try to do it every second day. So I started yesterday, I'll go again tomorrow, I'll go Saturday, and then Monday and so on. I'm probably aware that there's going to be a few niggles, and there's going to be days I come up short, and I'll just have to put in extra mileage another day. So I'm going to start with every second day anyway and see how it goes.
And you're planning to finish on November 30th, and that's actually Geraldine's first anniversary. David, are you still with us?
Yeah.
I was just saying you're planning to finish up on the 30th of November, which will be Geraldine's first anniversary.
That's correct, yeah. So I don't know, I wasn't really planned this way, but I suppose even though all of the family wanted to do something to give back, the early months was still a bit raw for everyone, so we waited and we waited. Came up with this idea. It suited me through work. It's a quiet time, and it just happened to be November. So
I think we might have lost
anniversary.
Oh no, you're back with us. We thought you lost you there for a minute. It's nice, I suppose, this time of the year as well. It's a time when a lot of people reflect on people that they have lost. David, if there are people who are listening who would like to contribute, whether they knew Geraldine or they just want to help the cause, because of course so many people are affected by cancer and their families and friends have to use the services of the palliative care unit at University Hospital Kerry, you have a GoFundMe page where you're taking donations.
I do. I have a GoFundMe page set up. It's either to my money, David Looney, or 170 miles. The fundraiser will come up. I'm also using the social media. My workplace in the Tatler Jack have allowed me to use their social media. They would have a larger audience. So I'm just trying to get it out there. Yeah.
Okay.
And, well, Yeah.
No, look, the very best of luck. It's a very worthy cause, and as I said, I know there are so many people that have been affected and have used the services of the palliative care unit at UHK and Kerry Hospice. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who will be willing to donate. Look, the very best of luck to you. It's no mean feat, 170 miles. It's a good length, but look, the very best of luck to you during the month of November, and I really hope you do well.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. David Looney there from Killarney, running 170 miles during the month of November, looking to raise money for Kerry Hospice to support the palliative care unit at University Hospital Kerry, where his late sister-in-law Geraldine O'Connor was so well looked after. So really, really worthy cause, you know, and fair play to him. It's a tough thing to do, and especially running this time of the year in November, you know, you're not going to have great weather. So a really, really great cause, and fair play to him. And as he mentioned, he has a GoFundMe page. If you just search for 170 miles in November, you'll find his page there on GoFundMe, and I do hope people will be able to support him. Just a few bits I want to mention. We have lots of comments we haven't been able to get to yet, but I will get to some of them shortly. Ian O'Connell tonight on Stand Out with Ian O'Connell. His guest is Damien Brown, a former professional rugby player, but a lot of you may have heard about him because at the start of October he became the first person ever to row from New York to Galway, spending 112 days at sea. So absolutely amazing. So they're going to be talking all things about his time at sea, about rugby, and the support that he got from members of the public. So that's Stand Out with Ian O'Connell from 8 to 9 tonight here on Radio Kerry. Just something else to mention, you may have heard this on Radio Kerry News earlier about the Oireachtas Irish Language Festival. It's kicked off in Killarney today. Hundreds of people are in Killarney for that, so wishing everybody who is attending that the best of luck. It's running until Sunday. Events are taking place at the Glen Eagle in the Brehan and in the INEC. Lots of different things happening, like seminars and workshops, Shannon singing competitions, and other events, including at Cayley Moore. So look, the best of luck to everyone who is taking part in that.